listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what my enemy throws at me today. Guess what? I have my joy. This is truly it's the day that the Lord has made. How I know? Because I got up this morning. And if you don't have a reason to bless God, to give God the glory, that's the perfect and the best reason that he put breath in your body. And while we up, I'm going to glorify my Lord. I don't care what nobody say, care what nobody do. I'm going to glorify my Lord because I know he has been good to me. Oh, what a wonderful morning. Every morning is a good morning. Every time I'm above ground, it's a good morning. So while I'm here, I'm going to do the will of the Father because he had called us and chose us to do his will. And you can reach us at First Church 5-4 Fellowship. And the phone number at the church is 772-777-4431. You can go to our website at church5.com. You come to our Sunday morning services. Now, our Sunday school start at 10:30 Sunday morning. Our morning worship start at 11:30 Sunday morning. On Wednesday night, we have Bible study, and we'll pick up our Bible study up in November when we begin to go back into our Bible study. And you can hear us on Sunday morning at blogtalkradio.com, Apostle Whitaker. And if you need prayer this morning, you can reach us at the radio station, WCNO. And the number here is 772-221-1100 or 888-212-8990. And if you would like to help us stay on the air and want to give a donation, you can send it to 1689 Bitmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. 1689 Bitmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And our email address is firstchurch12@gmail.com. If you want to send us a prayer request or want to send us and tell you how the program is helping you. And we all like to thank Robert Joseph, a Red Med Pharmacy, for being the underwriter of this program of the True Word of God. And they are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-333-2740. And also Treasure Coast Discovery, they're getting ready to open up and they're taking enrollment for VK and all your little kids' care. And it's from, going to be nights and weekends. And you can reach them at 772-323-0010. And we just want to thank all our listeners out there for listening to us and being helpful to us and giving us feedback on our program. And we just want to encourage you to keep on listening. Keep on calling us and giving us an encouragement so that we can know that we are doing the work of the Lord. And we got some good friends out there that we just want to say hello to everybody out there that's listening to us. And I know that the Lord will bless you today. This is the day. I just love that. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice. I'm going to keep my happiness. I'm going to keep my joy. I don't care what nobody say. I'm just going to be happy, 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 happy. And all the time, hey, it's happy, that's all. It's good when you can be happy. Good when you can smile, amen.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it's real, real good. And I also have my right hand, my help meet, Pastor Betty Whitaker. Amen, Prophetess Betty Whitaker. It's good when you got a good, strong woman on your hand that love the Lord and know how to work and the gospel as well. So we're going to continue with breakthrough. I know last week we did our new strategies and the best ways that you can do something that changed, that can have an effect over you overnight. And most people think breakthrough is just a simple matter of finding the right strategy by itself. And if you ever thought about making changes for growth, for growing your faith, and to shed your worries, then you know that there are millions of strategies out there. But there are some good and some are bad, but then they all claim to be the answer. But all the answers can beg the question, is it easy? We know that we ain't all living like mentally and physically and financially wealth. But strategies are an important part of breakthrough. And that's what we are talking about today, and getting the breakthrough. And another part of breakthrough is your story. Everybody out there have a story. Everybody done went through something totally different. But yet, your story can help somebody else. And your story of what you went through and how God helped you to overcome and how you got filled with the Holy Spirit and how you got filled with the presence of God and how God used you, you can help somebody because you maybe went through the same situation that somebody else went through. But when you tell your story, you know your story encourages others to get a breakthrough. Amen. And your story help somebody else because you don't know who going through what they going through. They may be smiling on the outside, but they may be ripped up, tore up, and beat down on the inside because they smile sometime and try to look like they happy, look like they got joy. But when they get home, it'll be a whole different story. You know, some of them may be depressed, and some of them may be enemy just having his way with them, and they don't know what to do, or they don't know where to go, and they don't know who to turn to, and they don't know who they can talk to. But tell your story. Tell your story. And you may not think ain't nobody listening, but somebody will listen to your story. Somebody.
I believe there's freedom in a testimony.
Yes, it is.
Because of what you said, you know, we go through struggles and
yes.
and hard times, and we don't think that nobody understands, but somebody understands.
Yes.
Because of, you know, God may send you to someone and just allow them to, you know, get into mm-hmm. a conversation where it brings up
yes.
your past.
Yes.
Or your past could relate to somebody else of yes. what they're going through, their negativities, their circumstances, so their failures and how people criticize them. Mm-hmm. So you just never know what you have gone through that may help somebody else
yes.
get Amen. Through that point.
Amen. You're right. So right about that, Pastor, because especially the preachers, and sometimes we need to let people know our story while we are preaching, because you don't know who can you what kind of effect that you can have when you're out there and you're telling somebody. And if you're not a preacher, if you're just a member in the church, you still need to tell your story, and that's how we build up the kingdom of God, and that's how you can really help someone by telling your story. Now the other part of the breakthrough is our state. Our physical and emotional state. And this is the moment where we tend to shape our story because how our physical and mentally mind is. And we can develop all kind of emotion patterns and moods. And then we need to learn how to filter those things out so that when we look at our life, because sometimes we really have to look at our life and see what we are going through and see what we've been through in order to filter those things. So our state, and I know that some of us have been in some bad states. Some of us probably been to the point of just want to give up. Some of us may be to a point of taking a gun and putting it to your head and just want to end your life. But that does not end. All that does is create more problems. That's all it does, create more problems for those that who really love you. And the stakes that we can go into is more than this becoming more powerful filter for all. These filters determine whether or not we can find the strategy necessary to break through and whether or not we can come up with the story that would empower us. So sometimes, what that song is, encourage myself. And sometimes you have to really encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to really begin to just talk and empower your own self so that you can help others. But there's a lot of things that come our way every day And I'm here to tell you right now, Satan will not let you be still here. And here's what I understand, Pastor. A lot of people, when they give their life to Christ and they come to church and you know, like we was told that everything will be all right and everything will be smooth, but we need to understand that we do have an enemy out there.
That's right. Amen.
And he put a target on our back. And every chance that he tried to hit you, he's going to try to hit you in the bullseye. So there's a lot of things that he will come against us. And the most important thing that I know, he will mess with our mind.
Oh, come on, say that.
He always want to mess with the mind.
You know, when I'm glad you're bringing up the psychological and emotional state, yes, that people are in this morning, because the mind is a battlefield.
Yes, it is.
And that's where everything starts. The Satan does not want us to forget about our past. Mm. Every chance he gets, he's going to throw it up in our face. He's going to remind us who we are. Yes. He's going to remind us that, hey, we were a drug addict that was down in the pit, or we were a prostitute standing on the corner, or we were an alcoholic, or we were abused physically or mentally. We were in a state of doom at one point in time. So the minute you try to reach out to Jesus, reach that hand out to Jesus for salvation, you know, you begin to preach salvation and healing to someone, well, the devil is there to not even allow you to go to, he'll allow you to go to a certain point, but then he's going to try and redirect you back into the pit that you were in. So a lot of times our mind, if we are not connected to the right person to help us mentally, to go through that emotional state, then Satan is right there to just tear you and rip you to shreds, because he doesn't want to lose a soul.
He sure don't.
Just like God is building his kingdom, Satan is building his kingdom as well. And we got a lot of people out there that are Satan worshipers.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you're going to sell your soul out to the devil, and the devil is going to allow you to come to Christ in the shape that you're in because you were a bold soldier for him. Not so. He's going to stop you on every turn. And that's why when you think that you're moving forward, you're taking actually a step backwards.
Yes.
If you're not rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes. So our state of mind. This is where spiritual warfare really began, and people really need to understand it's not nothing physical that we wrestle with, because we can't wrestle with spirits, because we can't see spirits, we can't grab hold to a spirit, now we can't knock a spirit down, but yet and still he wants to get into your mind. He want to mess with your mind. He want to keep your mind confused and keep your mind upset. So that's why he tried to bring all these things, and we need to understand that if we want to win the battle, we got to have our mind right. Our Amen. Mind have to be right.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible said that we must constantly keep our minds on the heavenly thing and not the earthly thing. So you need to focus on something different. And this is the state, and this is where Satan really have the advantage over us, because guess what, folks? I'm here to tell you, church, he know you better than you know your own self.
That's right.
So why, when you think that you're trying to get a breakthrough, and he know what you where you are weak at, he keep bringing up the same old thing all the time, so he know that the weakness. I don't care whether it's women's or alcohol or the drug, whatever the case may be, he always bring that up in front of him because he know that's your weakness. So he messing with your mind. He toying with your mind. So now we got to be able to empower our mind so that we can overcome in order to get a breakthrough.
Oh, yes, yes.
The emotional part, you know, and he'll talk to women and make them feel like they're not worthy or bring down their low self-esteem. He mess with your mind. When are we going to be able to empower the mind so that we can overcome those things or overcome the weakness that we have? Anytime you want to overcome a weakness, here's the key. Here's the key, church. Anytime you want to overcome a weakness, you got to get your mind strong. what that commercial should be. Our mind is a terrible thing to waste. And that's what he tried to do. Every time you get up, he always want to speak to you in your ear. He always try to get you to rebel against God. He always try to get you to not do what God say. He want to keep you in sin because he knows his future. So his future is doomed. So now he want to get you doomed right along with him.
And that's what we're here today to help you. Help you with your mindset so that change can become a part of you so that you would never, ever be the same again. Because I believe that the true word of God will heal you.
Yes, it will.
Will go in there and it will operate on you. It's just like a surgeon with a knife. Mm. But only we got a surgeon with the word of God.
Yes.
And only the word of God will stand. It will cure. It will relieve. It will do anything that you're looking for it to do. So having a real and vital relationship with Jesus, it starts with a breakthrough from a life of sin and a sin to forgiveness by his grace that breaks the power of that sin. Mm. That relationship with Jesus which transforms us in such a way that we are now able to accomplish things that we have never been able to accomplish before. Breakthrough is not for those who would never attempt anything new or different or outside of that which is easy attainable. And the sad reality is that many of those who say they believe in Jesus are not enjoying breakthroughs in their lives.
Oh, say it again.
And I gotta say that again.
Say it again.
There are many who believe in Jesus Christ are not enjoying breakthroughs in their life. Ooh. Why? Because they cannot let go of the past.
You always hold
the
on
past.
The past
will keep you there. There is still a battle in the mind. And we as believers, that's what we do. We're quick to criticize someone else. When we're actually going through the same thing that they're going through.
Same thing. Yes.
So we cannot judge.
Yes.
We have to allow the word of God to begin to heal, to begin to penetrate the mindset, to be able to counteract all those things that was planted, those seeds, those negative seeds, those negative criticism issues that we're faced with. To be able to heal.
Yes. And that's what I like what you said, Pastor. That we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're not enjoying the breakthroughs in our lives. And the reason why we're not enjoying it, because we really don't have that relationship with Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on, say it, Apostle.
Because if you had a real relationship with Jesus Christ, then you will be transformed. The renewing of your mind, a rebirth. Regeneration of the mind.
Yes, yes.
And when that happens, then you have a new way of thinking, a new way of looking at things. So we really need to increase our relationship with Jesus Christ. Not having a half-hearted relationship, not having a lax relationship, but you got to be committed to Jesus Christ. You got to be committed to the Word of God. You got to be committed on meditating. You got to be committed on going to Bible study and Sunday school. You got to be committed going to church. You got to be committed spend some time with God. See, we spend time with everything else. We do everything else. But we seem like when we come to God, we always have all kind of excuses why I cannot spend some time with God.
Amen.
You got to sit aside a time. I don't care if it's 15 minutes or 2 hours, but set aside a time each and every day just to increase your relationship. And the more you spend that time, guess what? The more your relationship with Jesus Christ. And the more you get the relationship with Jesus Christ, the more you get in tune to the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Once
you get in tune to the Holy Ghost, guess what? Now you got power to overcome anything in your life. We need to increase our relationship. We are into a point now till we want a fast, quick relationship. We don't want nobody to say nothing to us. We don't want nobody to correct us. Or we don't want nobody to tell us when we're wrong, but we want to do it when we want to do it. But yet, we need that relationship. We need to get the word of God deep down on the inside of us and let that word begin to resonate in our hearts and our mind and begin to break up those fetters and chains and begin to change things.
One thing I know, Apostle, yes, in what you just said is we don't want to be criticized. Mm. Well, sometimes, you know, I you have to take criticism sometime in love. People are not trying to, I'm talking about a person that is right, yes, and that you know that really have a true relationship with God, and and they understand where you are in this time and season. You have to be able to take constructive criticism in order to be able to heal. A lot of people do not want anybody telling them anything because they think that they have the answer to everything. And if you feel that way, then guess what? You're doomed from the beginning. You have to listen to somebody that has been through it. Somebody that can help you. If somebody is telling you something right, then why are you going to get angry?
And if
they're telling you something right and you're getting angry, then that's good. That's good for your feelings. You need your feelings hurt so that you can get yourself right.
That's right.
Because you can't do it by yourself. It only takes the word of God to correct us.
Yes. That's what it says.
He got his messengers out here to correct you. But you have to be strong enough and be humble enough to accept that criticism so that you can get yourself right. Because you can't get yourself right. Yes. That's why we wind up going back into the same old thing over and over and over and over again.
Yes, because they don't. I guess a lot of people forget that the Bible says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
And if it's right, it's going to cut.
It cuts down to the marrow of the bone, and it discerns what's in your heart.
That's right.
So that's what the word does. So now we need to learn how to put the word of God on the inside. And we know that our breakthrough, listen, church, our breakthrough is all about raising above those negative criticism and failures and showing that we do not have to be bound by our past. You can forget about the past. But through Jesus Christ and his mighty Holy Spirit, we had a glorious present and a future to grasp hold to it all. All we have to do is break through where it is that is keeping us back. So we got to learn how to break those things that keep pulling us back. You ever seen people say, well, I take one step and two steps back? Yeah, because you keep looking back. Just like Lot's wife, Sarah, when they told her not to look back, what she did, she looked back. Because she was looking back into the past, but God was sending her on their future.
My Lord Jesus.
That's where they were going. They had to get out the city because the angels were finna destroy the city. And told her, say, don't look back. So God was sending them to their future, but yet that past, those past remembrance came back, and she turned around. She was almost had a breakthrough. She was out of the city. So must we get to that point of a breakthrough right at the doorstep.
The threshold.
And we turn around. Right there.
You look back.
And you look back. And every time you look back, that past going to pull you back.
My God.
So we got to understand that it's not about going back in the past, but looking into our future. And we have a brighter future with Jesus Christ.
I
just want to shout a little bit. I just want to run around this place, man. Every time I talk about Jesus.
My thing is, Apostle, once people realize that they can do it, hit me again, that they can do it, the word of God say what? I can do all things through Christ Jesus. You can do it.
You can do it.
People, you can do it. If it's something that you're looking for,
you can do it.
You can do it through Christ.
You can do it.
There is no future in your past.
You can
believers.
Do it.
I'm talking to the believers now. There is no future in your past. You got to look forward to the things of Christ because that is the only way that you will be saved. You will have true salvation. The past is gone.
Yes.
Today is here, and God wants us to live today in such a way that we will break through into a future that is far better than anything we have ever accomplished before.
And Pastor Lake, what you said, you know what? That should be our battle cry. And I can do it. Every time you go, a problem come up, and you want to get a breakthrough, say, I can do it.
I can do
it. Like the little train, the choo-choo train, I can do it. I can do it. Trying to get up the hill, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. See, that's what we see. That's how we overcome and empower our mind. I can do it. I can do it. I don't care if you got sickness. And doctor said you got 5 minutes to live. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. And when the enemy comes at you, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. And when your husband or a wife ain't acting right, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Come on, somebody. We got to be able to just take this thing and say, well, I can do it. And that's a positive way of thinking. That's encouraging yourself. But a lot of times, believe it or not, I have to do the same thing. Come on,
yes,
now.
We all have to encourage ourselves.
I have to do the same thing.
At some point.
We
may be in a room and, yes. and there's nobody else around. Mm. The pastor is not around.
Mm.
You know, the sisters of the church.
Yes.
No one is around but you and
yes.
Jesus.
Mm.
So he said, what? I can encourage myself.
You have to.
You have to encourage yourself sometime because the answer doesn't lie in people. Sometimes it lies between you and God, and people think that it's so difficult to talk to God,
yes.
to tell God all about their problems.
Yes.
But it's not hard at all. Mm. All I got to do is just open up my mouth and begin to talk. Just like I'm talking to you right
yes.
now. All you got to do is open your mouth and talk to Jesus.
Yes.
He hears you.
Yes. And I understand that somebody right now maybe have this question on their mind. Well, finding a spiritual breakthrough may be hard to do. It may be hard to do, especially if you don't know how to get to that point. And the first step to get to that point is that you got to identify the problems of the area of your life that you having problems with. And once you do that, then we can't get so bogged down with different issues in life that it tends to get us overwhelmed. So now we should come to the place where we can't hear God, or we're not sure if we're hearing God, or oftentimes we wonder why we can't get a certain point in our lives. So that's the critical point right there. We got to get to a point in our life and know that we have a problem. And that's the key. Once you understand that, now you can work with the problem. You know, and just like this, if you got 5 bridges in front of you, you still can't cross but one at a time.
That's right.
One at a time. So we need to take one problem at a time and get rid of those areas. And once you cross that bridge, now you get ready to cross the other bridge. So I guess seems like we can't get through with this breakthrough, but I guess we'll finish it up next week. But we are here to make sure that somebody understand that breakthrough is there.
And I want to say, remember, just when you're going through something this week.
Yes.
When you find yourself in a place that you can't get out of.
Yes.
Tell yourself, you can do it.
I can do it.
I can do it. I can do all things.
I can do it.
Through Christ Jesus.
I can do it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All glory to God.
So we would like to thank Robert Joseph of Red Med Pharmacy for being honored at this program of the True Word of God. And they are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Give them, you can reach them at 772-333-2740. And this is Apostle Vernon Whitaker and Pastor Betty Whitaker. And it's like our motto, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Have a good day today, because the Lord had made this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to the True Word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the True Word of God.